Bless you. Hello, it's Grace. How you doing?
Grace?
Yes.
Yeah, how you doing? My name's Mike from Philadelphia.
Yeah, Mike, what's
really
up, buddy?
I really enjoy your show.
Thank you, buddy.
Something funny happened last week I got to tell you about.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, we went out with another couple with, we each have two kids.
Yes.
After dinner, we went back to the other couple's house. The other wife suggested that the two women, his wife and my wife, put on a little show with the lingerie.
Wait a minute now, you went out to dinner, you and another couple.
With our, each have two kids.
Each two kids, but where are the kids with all this is going on?
Upstairs playing with Barbies.
So the kids are upstairs, now the two couples are sitting there, and somebody's wife says, y'all ought to put on a lingerie. What does that mean? They come out in their bras and panties?
Yeah.
Hang on,
let
me get my pants down. Hang on one second.
No drinking.
Not one drop of alcohol.
Not one drop of alcohol.
Okay, go ahead.
So they come down, and they're both dancing around in this sexy lingerie, and my wife goes and shows her tatas.
Just up and shows them.
Just drops the top and shows tatas.
To you and this fellow that is sitting.
Then his wife says, I can't believe you did it, and showed hers. So they're saying they're dancing around. They keep flashing them. The kids are still upstairs playing. She sits down on the sofa next to her husband. My wife's still walking around.
Tatas akimbo. Your wife is still walking around. Tatas akimbo.
No, she covers them back up at this point.
I see.
The other wife says she's so turned on by the whole thing. She said to my wife, she said, you want to see the size of my husband's hydraulics. And my wife said, you know, because this girl's been talking about that this guy puts John Holmes to shame.
And
So she starts rubbing.
All right, so the
right. So she unzips the guy's pants.
And she unlimbers Timber?
And she looks at my wife looks at this thing. It looks like a beer bottle.
And
all of a sudden, the other wife, now the kids are still upstairs playing. We hear them talking. She gives the guy a snarling in front of us.
Whose house are you in?
This is at the other couple's house.
Their kids are upstairs playing.
And my kids.
And your kids.
Yeah.
No, and they're just one glimpse around a corner from a traumatizing incident.
All of a sudden, their oldest daughter comes down the steps while she's giving her husband a snarling. Yeah, she started giggling. You know, and of course, the wife said she was just trying to make daddy's tummy feel good. But meanwhile,
hey, kids, here's something you ain't seen on TV.
Anyway. Your advice. She said, yeah, now they said they want to go to a place and get a babysitter when the kids aren't around, and she wants me involved, you know, with her while she's giving her husband a snarling. My wife said she's not touching this thing because it's too big.
Well, you just have a dilemma with the neighbors now, don't you?
My wife said, what's she supposed to do, just stay around watching? She said the thing is ugly and it's,
it's
not interesting to her. For me, it sounds good for me.
So I guess
and they're both, the other couple's both into it. How do I talk my wife into it?
For swapping, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care if she's just standing there.
Well, here's the deal. Why don't you ask her that then? Why don't you ask her if she minds if you go ahead and plow and she can hold your hand or, you know, you can be squeezing her.
Or she could operate the video.
She could operate the video. There you go.
Yeah. All right. Back to
I think you'll work this out.
Yeah. The other couple's, you know, she keeps fantasizing about the three of us. My wife not involved.
So what are you guys doing Friday anyway?
You're too far away, unless you want to bring the video.
Well, I can, if I operated the camera, would that make it a marital violation?
After 15 years, I don't know.
I don't know.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
I go, my honey, I got to slip out tonight. I'm operating a video camera. It's a long story. I'll bring you double the tape.
Right. I enjoy your show.
You're very kind. Thanks a million, buddy.
All right, take care.
All right. Jeez.